The health benefits really for pets are, of course, that they don't have oops litters, they don't have unwanted litters, and then those animals, you know, suffer. So that, of course, is the first and foremost benefit. But also through the vaccinations, it helps reduce distemper and parvo, which are very painful diseases. Mostly they result in mortality for the animal. So reducing those, and of course, always keeping rabies vaccines and rabies diseases at bay. And then for reducing flea and ticks, there are many flea and tick diseases. So Rocky Mountain spotted fever is something that humans can get, for example, from ticks, Lyme disease. So by reducing those fleas and ticks, then that makes not only a healthier relationship for the human owners, but it strengthens the human and animal bond. So when owners can pet their animals because they're not worried about getting fleas and ticks themselves, or they'll let their animals inside or to sleep inside, then that, you know, dogs and cats are social animals. And so that strengthens the bond between humans and animals. And then the microchipping, of course. So all of those things, the Center for Disease Control has a concept called One Health, which is the healthier the animal is, then the healthier the family that loves that animal will also be. So that's part of it. One of the biggest reasons why we try to reduce unwanted litters, especially in the dog population, is many reservations have had situations where dogs pack up and will maul people. And so that can often, children are the biggest fatality of that. And so reducing the overpopulation of dogs and dog packs is very important for the overall health of the community.